Time to get you updated on all things Jefferson College athletics from your favorite athletes, coaches, and staff.
Ultimate goal is, hey, we want to be playing our best baseball at the end of the season, and that's what it is, and it's part of the process. But those are just some team goals that we have each year. Heck yeah, we want to go be playing at Grand Junction.
Everyone is really kind of all in now and understand what we need to do, and that's been a great momentum lift for us as we've moved this past week.
We have a lot of international players on the team, and once we come together as a team, it's just a fun experience. It's just amazing.
A win's in the book, so it doesn't really matter. We just go up from here for sure. See them again in regional and make sure we play much better.
We feel if we get 50 wins, then we're in a position to be playing to go to the national tournament.
I always tell her that the baseball team's the big dogs on campus, but she likes to think the softball team's the big dog on campus, so we get into that a little bit.
My roommates and I, well, specifically Taylor, we like Justin Bieber. We really like him, but D calls that our white girl music because we listen to that in the car and stuff, and if she has to ride with us, she's turn that off.
I can say I love Taco Bell. It changed my life. Yeah, I got better.
Yeah.
Now to your host of the Viking Voices show, Will Cheshire.
That's right, that time of week again, we're resuming the Viking Voices show here on AM 1400 KJFF, online at mymoinfo.com. Had a little bit of a hiatus with the teams gone and whatnot. Of course, we had the high school basketball coverage for you last week, but we're all about Jefferson College women's basketball today. We got a freshman on the basketball floor, Morgan Wilborn, with us here, but Morgan, a sophomore in school. Morgan, how are we doing today?
I am good. How are you?
Doing all right. And Morgan, it's been a while since I've seen the basketball team. Obviously, you guys haven't had a home game in literally over a month,
right.
So it must be nice to kind of roll out of bed and not have to worry about going on a bus drive today, right?
For sure.
Taking on St. Louis Community College. And you guys played them before. What do you remember from that game?
We started off pretty roughly. We ended up losing by 12. They are ranked. I don't know what they're ranked currently, but at the time they were ranked fourth in the nation. We stayed with them. About halftime, we were down by 4 or 6. Kind of lost it in the third quarter. But I know today we're going to come out strong, and I really think we can pull out a win on this one.
You guys 5-3 on the year. You had a successful couple of games over at the Three Rivers Classic. Mm-hmm. One of them pretty close game. The other one a little bit more comfortable on that front. So what were the big strengths that you saw from the team that weekend?
That weekend, everyone worked together and really pulled through. Everyone did their role. We came out with a win on that one, actually surprisingly on a couple of them, but we worked together. I probably wouldn't change that weekend for anything. Definitely was a team effort on that one.
From the start of the year, because I remember I saw that first game against Wabash Valley, yeah, and to start, and then from where you guys are at now, what do you think the biggest improvement's been?
Oh, definitely, as I said for last weekend, we had a tough time working together, a lot of maybe some selfish time in there, and I really think that our defense has really improved. There was times where we would go back to go on defense, play a really good defensive set, and then wouldn't play offense, or have a really good offensive set and wouldn't play defense. But this time, in the past 2 weeks, I'd say we really pulled it together. I think that's really like we're gonna have to use that to win the game today.
Was it something that just kind of clicked, or was it something you guys talked about? Like, how did they kind of turn that switch on?
We definitely talked about it a couple times. We had some times where there was some drama on the team, just because no one really knew each other that well. But now we know how each other play, and it's actually really improved a lot.
Man, I know that you guys have been a little shorthanded at times as
yes.
Well. I think 6 or 7 players or whatnot going on to that. Does that kind of, you know, make you got to up that conditioning game a little bit?
It definitely has. The past week or so, we've definitely ran a lot more. There was a time when we played John Wood last week or 2 weeks ago, and we only had 5 players. So we really had to work together on that one. Recently, we've been having probably 7 or 8 players, and I think today we're going to come out with 10.
So, well, that's great.
I know.
So you have a little depth on the bench, right?
Yep.
And not know where you're going to do yourself when you have a breather.
Right.
You mentioned that in some of the challenges when you have 5, 6, 7, 8 players, that's it. I know that you guys kind of like to play up-tempo pretty quick mm-hmm. and whatnot. So does that change at all a little bit when you only have 5 or 6 players? Or is it a matter of, you know, Coach McGee trying to, you know, just use her timeouts a little more, I guess, strategically?
Definitely spacing out the timeouts. We've had a little bit of issue with the whole up-tempo thing where we were a pretty good transition team, and I think today we will be too, but it's definitely had a lack of transition and getting up and down the floor just because there's not a lot of players. We need some breather time, some water breaks, and that kind of stuff.
Yeah, you can only go so hard for so long, you know.
Right.
So against St. Louis, though, you mentioned the last time out, you guys came out a little rough, but then kind of rebounded to get it competitive at the end. What was it about them? What types of things were they doing well on the floor?
They're a good, as I said, transition team. Once they're down the floor, they're scoring every time. Something that we have to keep in mind for today's game. They're very good at defense, very good at pressure. We have a little bit of struggles with that one. But nothing I don't think that we wouldn't be able to handle to win the game.
It's all about maintaining turnovers for you guys then,
For
right?
sure, we had too many.
Awesome. And then what about for you, Morgan? How are you adapting to Jefferson College? I know this is your second year in college, but first year at JeffCo. So how are you kind of adapting to the Hillsboro campus?
It's not a little bit more rural than I wanted, but not
It's,
bad. Not bad at all.
yeah, it is interesting. You know, St. Louis, 30 minutes to the north, 30 minutes down to the south. You feel like you're almost in a big country type
Yeah, it
things.
does, but it hasn't been bad at all. I definitely am loving it.
Yeah, that definitely for sure. It could be interesting though. I get you that because you were at SEMO last year, and then where'd you transfer to after that?
SEMO first semester and then St. Charles Community College and just lived at home and worked a little bit and did that kind of
Yeah,
stuff.
and you didn't play basketball, right?
Nope, I
So you
took a year off.
obviously played in high school, then you had a year off. So what kind of, I guess, made you need to scratch that itch again and get back out on the basketball floor?
I miss it so much. I found myself more in the gym during that year off than I did actually in my 4 years of high school there. I loved it so much. I missed it, and I knew I was good enough to play again, so I said, why not? And look at me now, I'm playing.
Yeah, there you are. Aren't you getting any rec leagues or anything like that?
A little bit. I did some like CYC kind of stuff with some old coaches that I had and then some college players that obviously don't play anymore.
Yeah, and then I know that you've been scoring pretty well on the team so far. A big part of that, averaging double figures on that front, and understand shooting a big part of your game in terms of the perimeter and whatnot there. So has that just been hours of jam, or have you always kind of had that nice little shooting touch?
Definitely in high school I had that touch. That was my main role, and I started off the season here a little bit hesitant on shooting, but the past 3 games I've scored 17 or more, so I really appreciate like all the hard work that I've been having and the support I've had for my teammates and everything. And definitely had it for a while though, just a little afraid to use it at first.
Yeah, well, you know, you're getting back in the action. You've
All
been
right.
gone for a year, right? You got to get smooth back in. And Shannon Triplett, I know, has played a big part of the point guard role and things like that. And I know that was a little bit different for her, how she kind of adapted.
Not bad at all. She's doing a great job. Big asset to the team, good leader. I'm really glad I can share the captain position with her.
And then when you look at the bigs down low, that's size, not something you guys exactly have at
No.
all. So I know that the importance of, in terms of fundamentally boxing out and things like that. Have you seen that you guys have been doing a good job in terms of rebounding and stuff like that?
Definitely more recently, as I said before, a little trouble in the beginning. Izzy Ringling definitely has had a big impact on that, and Emily Van Hooser. Izzy has been averaging a little bit more than rebounds definitely recently. I definitely think that it is something we need to work on a little bit more, but I have to give it to them. They're doing a lot more than I probably could down there.
Yeah, 3 wins in a row when you look at it, and then obviously 4 of the last 5, it looks like, for you guys. So really kind of finding the rhythm, and all towards on the road too. So what are some of the challenges that you guys face while traveling on the road? And then obviously, especially when you're on a long car drive, got to get out and restretch, kind of get loose again. What are some challenges that you guys face when you're constantly playing on the road?
Some challenges we face are for sure lack of sleep. We are tired as can be, but we always pull through. I think the way that we have been working together and working as a team has really helped a lot because on a car in a car ride or on the bus ride, we're playing music, we're together, talking about things that we can do in the game to improve ourselves. And I just think that whenever we're together, we're better. And then maybe on car rides where we're playing 5 hours away or whatever, a little bit more spaced out. I really think that as long as we work together in that kind of aspect, or we go out whenever we go out town to get food or whatever, we all are just sitting together. Our coaches love us being as a family, and that's what we call ourselves, definitely a family.
So you really use that time, I guess, to get to know each other more and,
Right.
you know, kind of develop relationships a little bit, huh? Are you able to sleep on the bus? Are you one of those people that can easily sleep on cars and planes and whatnot?
Fortunately, yes, I am.
That's nice. That's
Yeah.
nice. Does anybody not sleep that tries to keep everybody else up?
Or pull pranks on each other, definitely.
Oh, okay. Now, do you get upset with that? Does that ever happen to you, or are you kind of more the person who's like, ah?
I take it with a grain of salt. I would rather have that be happening than other stuff.
Are some of the challenges too with that just kind of trying to balance out your schoolwork too and whatnot?
For sure. There's a couple of the girls on the team have had a little bit of trouble, but we're still getting tutors. We're still asking for help, and so far it hasn't been too big of a problem.
Yeah, and with that though, with you guys got what finals going to be coming up in a couple
next
weeks,
week,
right?
Yep.
Is it next week?
Mm-hmm.
How many you got?
I have four.
Four?
Yes.
Any online?
No.
Oh.
All in class.
Oh, that's rough. What classes?
I'm in physics and English comp 2, physics lab, and then I have intro to, no, actually art appreciation.
Art appreciation?
Yes, that's a good one.
What is that exam probably entail?
Probably about 100 multiple choice questions and 5 short answer.
Okay, so is art appreciation just kind of looking at ancient historic pieces or whatnot? And
A little bit, and recent.
Okay, and
it's
recent
not too
ones?
Bad.
Okay, that's interesting. It sounds like an interesting course at that when you look at it. So it's some of the things like that. But for you, what do you think has been the biggest difference for you since you kind of first stepped foot on campus to where you are now, whether it be on the basketball floor or in the classroom or socially with the people you met here or either or maybe in between? What do you think has been the big difference, growth?
Biggest is probably meeting new people. I'm a pretty personal person, so it's not too hard for me to make friends. But going from SEMA, where I knew a lot of people, and St. Charles Community College, where I lived at home, knew a lot of people. Coming into here, I only probably knew 3, I'd say. So that was a big difference for me, big jump. But it's definitely pushed me to, you know, kind of step out my box and reach out to other people, ask for help if I need it. That and probably just transitioning back to basketball life, but I wouldn't change it for anything.
You live on campus?
I do. I live in the apartments. Yep.
All right on. Who do you live with up in Viking Woods?
I live with on the second floor. It's all the basketball team. I live with Emily on my team, Tyra. She is going to be here next semester to play, and then Cheyenne Randall.
Cheyenne Randall. Awesome. Mm-hmm. So you guys have the whole second floor. It's just
yep.
the basketball team?
Yep.
So are the rooms open? Is it open door policy or is it got a knock?
I guess it depends on the person, but I know our room is open door for sure.
Okay, what's the go-to activity in your guys' room? Is it a show? Is it a game? Is it cooking? What is it going on?
Oh, man. Basketball girls are a big Uno players for some reason.
Uno
We're
players.
All playing Uno all the time.
Who's the best Uno player?
Me.
Oh, for sure?
No. definitely probably Dyer.
Yeah.
Yep. She's good at it. She's got it. I don't know what it is, but she's got it.
Awesome. All right. Amongst your roommates, let's see. You got to ask the general questions. Who's the best cook?
Oh, man. Roommates or whole team?
We'll start roommates.
Roommates, Emily.
Emily?
Sure. Yep.
What's she got a go-to dish? You always see her make?
I don't know. I don't know how she does. She always makes a good grilled cheese. I don't know what she does differently, but it's
grilled
something.
Cheese.
I don't know what it is, but she does it. Whole team, Tyra, or Tyla. Tyla is a cooking major, so it really, really helps out.
You guys ever coax her into making team dinners or anything?
We've tried a couple times. Sometimes she'll bring in some food to practice, though, so that's always nice.
Yeah, there it is. It's a big task, cook for a lot of people.
I know.
Right? And I don't know. All right, who's the worst in your room?
Me.
Oh.
I can't cook worth my life at all.
You all about top ramen, fast food life?
Yep, and cereal.
And cereal. Yeah, the easy part. Pop-Tarts in the morning,
yep.
too. Okay, and then who's the cleanest person?
Cleanest. Oh, man. Out of everyone, I'm going to go with Shannon.
Shannon?
Yes.
Who's the dirtiest?
Oh, God. I don't know about that one. In my room, I mean, my room's pretty clean, I'd say, but sometimes. I'm going to go with... I don't know. No one.
Yeah, you don't know or you don't want to say?
I don't know. No one.
Okay. All right. That's fair. All right. And so when you guys are on the long bus ride road trips, what's the go-to movie or show or whatever that gets put on the TV? And who gets to choose?
Whoever brings in the movie gets to choose.
Okay.
Izzy likes to bring in some of the DVDs. So far, we've watched Love and Basketball, just because it's a classic movie. And then... what else have we watched? 21 Jump Street a couple times, and then
that's a rewatchable.
Yeah,
movie.
I know for sure. And then Step Brothers, of course.
Another rewatch.
Yeah,
there it is. So, all right, good stuff there. Now, from my understanding as well, because I have noticed an uptick in the social media game use on the JeffGo page. Is that my understanding? Is that you're in charge of that? You kind of picked up on that.
I did a little bit, yes.
Yeah, in the start of the year.
Mm-hmm. Me and Emily both took kind of like a little bit of a takeover kind of thing. Got some followers out of it. Posted on my personal page just so people could reach out and follow.
Awesome. And then tell us what that Instagram handle is. You don't know
I
your
want to say
Instagram?
it's I want to say at Jeffco Hoops is what I'm pretty sure it is.
I think it's at Jeffco Hoops.
Is it?
I think
I know
so.
mine's at Morgan Wilborn.
Well, if well, was it already made before?
It was made before, yeah.
Oh, it might not be at KJF
I
Hoops or
don't
KJF Hoops. That's
know.
mine, that's my that's my thing, Jeffco Hoops. So I don't know. But all right. Task at hand tonight, back at it before we get Coach McGee in here as well with the St. Louis. You talked about kind of battling transition, getting off to a fast start as well, but how much more comfortable is it too? Do you think it will help to be at home? You think that'll help to kind of just come out fast a little bit?
It will, definitely, with everyone's family here too. It's definitely going to help out a lot.
Yeah, and you kind of get the cheering and whatnot, the fans, versus having to go up at St. Louis the last time. But it's a conference game too, the second conference
it
game
is.
To go at it, and obviously seeing them before. When you play a team twice or on that second time, how much more does that help versus not playing a team or not seeing a team prior?
Right. We have more of an itch to win, for sure. We want to win, I think, the most we've wanted to win all season in this game.
Really?
Yeah.
And kind of get that turn on and here in December.
Yep.
And so you guys got a lot of home games coming up, four out of the next five. So kind of that back half. And when you see that you guys are, you know, playing as well as you are recently, is that something that you certainly want to make sure that happens when you get to the region schedule? Because obviously that's an important part as well. So to try to, I guess, get those kinks out, get the communication in terms of playing with each other and timing that up right, what types of things have you guys done off the floor to kind of time up what you guys do on the floor?
We've had a couple meetings where we will kind of say our strengths and weaknesses for each player or as a team. Coach has really helped out a lot on, I know personally, saying what maybe things I need to work on. So while I'm not at practice, I can work on it by myself, or, you know, kind of we wrote out the plays a couple times. Definitely we wouldn't be able to do what we're doing now without coach's help, for sure.
Good deal, Morgan. Anything you want to add?
Nope, that's it.
All right, Morgan, best of luck tonight. Looking forward to watching you guys play against St. Louis, and hopefully you guys can get out and get that fourth win in a row, huh?
All right, thank you.
That's Morgan Wilborn joining us here on the Viking Voices Show here on AM 1400 KJFF. We'll step aside for a short timeout. We'll turn it over to the head coach, Coach Ashton McGee, coming up next. The semi-charmed life, third eye blind, back on the Viking Voices Show here on AM 1400 KJFF, and we are joined by the head coach of the Jefferson College Vikings women's basketball team, Coach Ashton McGee. Coach, been a while since we've had you on the show, mainly because you spent the whole month of November on the road.
Yes, that was tough. We were definitely on the road all the first half of the season, but it's good to be able to play back at home again today.
Yeah, you talk about rough the travels, but faring pretty well on the road in terms of coming together, it looks like, and playing some solid basketballs late.
Yeah, I've been really pleased with the way that the girls have been performing for these last couple of games. It seems like we're finally clicking, which is great, and we're just, you know, continuing to work on that consistency, so it's good.
Yeah, Morgan was saying the big thing was getting the consistency and the clicking on the communication front and kind of reading each other's thing on the floor. Is that something that you've seen kind of really grow?
Yes, we talk way more on the floor, and the good thing that I see that I actually spoke to the girls about yesterday is we're not only talking on defense, but we're talking on offense, which is extremely important as well. You know, if someone, you know, has a brain fart and forgets the play or forgets where to go, we're able to communicate, hey, you know, go set that screen or come get me, you know, just small things like that that make a huge difference that we weren't doing in the beginning of the year.
Yeah, and how has Shannon been kind of working on that point guard role and whatnot?
She's come into it very well. We've moved around the starting lineup a little bit. We're starting Dyer Adams,
okay,
a freshman. So I think that takes a lot of pressure off Shannon with the point guard position, because now they both can bring up the ball and kind of set up the play and make things happen, which is good for us because that puts Shannon in a really good position to score because she is one of our scorers. So.
Yeah, that leading scorer on your team obviously plays a big role off the ball. And with that on that question, just for those who may not know, how difficult is it when you take somebody who's used to playing off the ball and scoring, kind of their first mentality, then bringing into a point guard role? Because it is a little bit of a different mindset.
Oh, yeah, it's extremely different. I mean, you know, we had to get her looking up the floor a lot more. You know, she loves to have the ball in her hands, which is awesome. But, you know, from a point guard position, you know, we need you to get it up the floor. We need you to kind of start the play and get everyone else involved. So it's definitely been a work in progress. But, I mean, I think she's been doing an amazing job. And, you know, luckily with the types of plays that we have, it still puts her in a position to score, which is good. So
Morgan was saying too, because obviously last time we talked, it was six players, and still looking for the boys. Any luck on the boys coming in to help with practice players?
No. Well, I actually had a couple of guys ask me if they could be some practice players, so that's been going good. But you know, we had a couple of players come back, so now we're up to 10, which is really good. I haven't had to hop in any drills for the past couple of weeks, which is great. So let me not jinx that, though.
Yeah, Coach Jill help you out with that?
Yeah, she actually threw her back out a couple of weeks ago. So I said, okay, Coach, dude, I think I'll just go ahead and jump in for
you. Yeah, I'll just handle it for you. But yeah, what were some of those challenges that you guys were battling through, though? Because I know at one point, six players was all you dressed. Mm-hmm. I think Morgan said at one game it was five players mm-hmm. at some point as well. So for you as a coach, how difficult does that make your job a little bit? Because then I feel like you have to read the players a little bit more in terms of how tired they're getting, and maybe you have to go a little less up-tempo or mm-hmm. things like that. What types of challenges does that present for you?
I mean, it was tough. You know, those couple of weeks in practice when we didn't have a lot of players, we had to do a ton of breakdown work, you know. We really couldn't get up and down the floor. So, you know, as a coach, of course, I worried, you know, I like my girls to play in practice, you know, because that's one of the only ways we're going to get better. But, you know, I think the breakdown work with the plays and the defenses that we do, I think that helped a ton. And not only that, you know, it also proved that the girls are really in good shape. You know, when we went down to John Wood in Quincy and, you know, we played with five, the girls, you know, to play with five players for a whole game and we kind of lost it in the fourth quarter there, I mean, that was huge for me, you know. So although it was tough to coach because I know that the girls were tired, you know, I was very proud of them at the end of that game for, one, not giving up, and two, just being able to finally, you know, use what we do every day in practice and bring it into the game. So that was great. So
yeah, I remember talking with you earlier on before you guys could touch the ball formally and whatnot, and it was all conditioning, and I'm sure it's certainly paid off for that month of November.
Definitely, definitely paid off. I mean, you know, the thing is, we're going to do conditioning every day. I've actually revamped practice a little bit where, you know, after the girls stretch, the first thing we do is we condition. So just to get them warmed up, we're on the line, and we're getting sprints out the way right away. And it's made a huge difference. It makes the girls focus a lot more during practice. They can get from one drill to another really well, and it shows off in the game as well. So,
Coach, you guys spent the whole month of November on the road, but you'll pretty much spend the whole month of December outside of the break too at home, which will be nice. You do have the road game against Wabash Valley again as well, who came here earlier. You saw them, but that must feel pretty nice. And how important do you think that'll be for the team to kind of keep this rhythm going, keep the momentum going, especially as you kind of hit that break and then prepare for region play?
Oh, gosh, I think it's huge. I mean, right now we're on a win streak, which is, you know, great. And what better way to keep it up than to have a really good game here at home, to, you know, have the support from the fans and the community. I think that's huge. Like you said, we haven't got to play at home a lot. So when we do get to play at home, we definitely need to take advantage and give it all we have. So, and I hope to go into the Christmas break with a pretty good advantage. So,
as a coach too, and obviously the student success coordinator here too, you have finals coming up.
Yes.
On that. So as a coach, do you kind of, I guess, what types of ways do you kind of try to cut back on one thing or another to try to make sure that they're all studying and, you know, prepared for their exams?
Well, luckily I have the best assistant coach in the world. So she's already made a schedule for their exam time so we can work around exams and make sure we get our 2 hours of practice in and their weightlifting in. So all that has been taken care of. It's been tough from my end just because I do help the student athletes with their schedules for next semester, so that's been huge. So in the mornings, I'm jammed packed helping all the other athletes get into their classes for second semester, and then I come down here in the field house in the evening or the afternoon, and I have to, you know, focus on women's basketball. But, you know, I think that's good. I love that I get to help the athletes, especially, you know, with my girls, so I can keep track and make sure that they're doing what they have to do in class and taking the necessary classes that they need in order to move on.
Yeah, how are you enjoying that part of the job as well? Because, you know, sometimes, you know, we look at it as head coach women's basketball overall, but yeah, a whole nother full-time gig you got going on there. So how's that been adapting for you?
I think it's cool. It's one way to make relationships with other, teams. I like that, some of the volleyball players or the soccer players, will see me, hey, Coach McGee, how's it going? And I think it's just good to build the relationships like that with the athletes. And, they feel like they can come to me when they're having a problem in the classroom or if they, want to be challenged a little more. And I like to be that person to help. So it's great.
Absolutely. And Coach, task at hand tonight, St. Louis CC, very good team, 8-0, obviously participating over in Division II. You've seen them once already before on the road. What do you remember specifically about that game?
I remember our turnovers. St. Louis is a really good team. They're extremely disciplined. I think, the one thing that stands out about them is, three of their five starters are averaging double figures, they have a good solid bench. I think, that game with St. Louis, everybody contributed from their team. They play an up-tempo team, an up-tempo game. So we just kind of have to stick with them and get out to their shooters. So
last game that you guys lost was against that St. Louis outside of the scrimmage that you guys had. But when you look at that, do you think that game helped you guys in the next three games that you ended up winning?
Oh, yeah, I believe so. I mean, we're kind of a rivalry with St. Louis, and their gym was jammed packed, and I think the girls got a chance to see how good we could be. Going into halftime, we weren't down by much, but that third quarter it kind of hurt us. So I think it was a learning curve for us, just for them to understand that we can't afford to come out flat. We came out flat in that first quarter. Then we picked it up in the second quarter, and then we came out flat again in the third quarter and picked it up in the fourth quarter. So I think it helped us with the games to come because, now we come out with a bit more fire, and we know how important it is to come out with a bit more fire at halftime as well. So everything is a learning experience.
Yeah, Coach, you mentioned that they kind of play up-tempo and they play fast and whatnot. You guys had a lot of turnovers. So did they kind of implore, any type of press or anything against you guys?
No,
or?
I think with us, I think we were a little overwhelmed. St. Louis is extremely aggressive on defense. And, they were up in our personal space. And, we reverted to putting the ball over our heads instead of staying in triple threat. And I think we kind of got a little flustered. But I think this time we'll be a lot more composed and, hopefully it'll be a much better game. So
yeah, so the big part of tonight and executing then is just to kind of play calm, play relaxed and composed, like you said, and just not to turn the ball over.
Yep. Just play as Jefferson College. We want to play our game. We don't want to play St. Louis's game. So if we need to slow down the ball and set something up, then let's do that. What I don't want to do with them is get into a possession game. I mean, because their bench is way deeper than ours, and, we have to preserve legs, and, I don't want to get into a possession game where we're just running and gunning. We have to take our time and execute.
Coach, how has the rebounding been for you? I know that was the one thing that you're really putting an emphasis on beforehand because of the lack of size and the fundamentals and limiting those second chance. How's the rebounding been? I know Izzy Ringling's playing a big role in that, but as a whole, from a team standpoint, what have you seen?
It's gotten better. I mean, we work on boxing out and rebounding every single day. I'm pretty sure the girls are sick of me saying four to the boards, one back, but it's getting a lot better. And, what we're seeing is we're going for those 50-50 balls. In the beginning of the season, we would box and we would just kind of watch. And now we want the ball. We're hungry for the ball. We want every loose ball. We want every rebound. So I definitely see a difference. I mean, the downside to that is that we are small. So, there are going to be times where we do get out rebounded. That's just the way it goes. But as long as I see us showing an effort and getting low and pushing them back, then I'm happy with that.
Yeah, and Coach, who on the team that's has there been anybody on the team that's kind of surprised you with their performance this year in terms of where they were at the beginning of the year to where they are now that's really kind of stepped up and really kind of taken on a big role on the team?
Morgan Wilburn, actually. After that St. Louis game, like I said, I think it was a turning point for us. After that St. Louis game, we were on our way back to school, and she was a bit frustrated, and I just told her that it's okay to be a little selfish. That we needed her to be more of an impact player. That we needed her to be more of a scorer. Because at the time, Tripp was basically trying to do it all for us, and we sat down as a team and talked about how everybody needs to contribute a little bit more. So after I had that talk with Morgan, I mean, she stepped up tremendously. She looks way more comfortable out there. She's taking shots. She's hitting shots. She sounds like a leader. She is pushing the girls more. So I'm very pleased with her performance from the beginning of the season to now.
Yeah, I think at least 17 points in the last three games or
yes.
so. I know she had 20 a couple nights ago. That was the one thing that stood out to me in the box
yeah.
score, because I remember that first game, she didn't take too many shots. And then when, I analyzed the box score and whatnot, and then as it kind of progressed,
yep.
it kind of looked like she was stepping up there. What have you seen from the defensive effort from the team in terms of their performance?
Just better communication. We are starting to react to the pass now, which is great. Beforehand, our reaction time was a bit late. We wouldn't react until after the person had received the ball. Now we are starting to react on the pass, which puts us a little step ahead, and we're also just being more disciplined, not going for every steal, not going for every block, and that's still a work in progress for us for sure. We still have some players that think they're Dwight Howard, that they think they can block every shot that goes up, but I'm pretty sure every coach is having that issue with their players. So it's been great. We've done a lot of man and we've done a lot of, 2-3 match, and we have a half court press, which is nice. So I think with us, it was learning who worked well together with the subs. So we've kind of figured it out, I guess, I'd say.
Coach, a little bit of a deeper bench tonight, right?
Yes.
Do you remember how to coach with all these extra players and whatnot to transfer in?
I might get extremely excited. I'm probably just going to have them all go in at the same time and get a tech.
5-5 switch, right?
Yeah.
Complete two separate teams with it. No, but Coach, and then for you, obviously this is your first year as a head coach here at Jefferson College as well. How about you? Are you kind of learning a little bit on the fly too as being the head coach for the first time?
Oh, definitely. I am learning from the girls. I'm learning from the staff here at Jefferson College. I'm learning from my assistant coach. I'm learning every day. The other day when we played Arkansas Baptist, they played us in the press, and they almost took the game away from us in that fourth quarter. And that was one of the first times that I had to draw up a play on the fly. And this is something that obviously I've thought about, and I've, okay, well, if this happens, this is what I'm going to run. But, when you're put in that situation and the game is on the line, that's tough. And, in some of our losses and in some of our wins, I take responsibility for things too, because, I try and prepare them the best that I can, but, sometimes I miss out on things and sometimes I don't see things. So it's just been a learning process, but it's been fun. And I am enjoying every little bit of it. And, the longer I do it and the better we get, it'll just, be an awesome season for us. So,
absolutely. Well, Coach, looking forward to watching you guys tonight. That's just a little over an hour away.
Yes,
getting
yes.
set and ready with the tip-off. So, Coach, thanks again for taking some time to speak with us, and looking forward to calling the game.
Thank you.
Head coach of the Jefferson College Vikings, Coach Ashton McGee, with us here on KJFF for the Viking Voices Show. That is going to wrap up our pregame coverage. We'll get back on at around 5:45, 5:50, and get set to bring you all the pregame action between St. Louis and Jeffco, and get to the fieldhouse as well and come support the Vikings. But if not, you can tune in, listen to it on the radio at 1400 AM and online at mymoinfo.com. Matt Bates will have a look at your news, weather, and sports coming up across the 5 o'clock hour.